Hey, Red.
What's up, Oban?
Do you know that if you want to support us more, they can go to our Patreon?
Yeah, they get Discord community, ask Madam Red anything, and a bonus episode.
And I also hear sometimes there's like a little bit of extra sexy content that comes in once in a while.
Absolutely. Sometimes I appear naked.
Where should they go?
They should go to truenorthdom.com under our support us. Into our Patreon.
Love it.
You are now listening to the True North Dom podcast, a discussion of all things kink, fetish, Diaz, and sexual curiosities. Have your safe word ready, kinky friends, as you join your hosts, Madam Red and Oban. Oban.
Hello, Red. How are
Daddy
you?
Daddy Oban.
Daddy Oban. You know what? Well, we can talk about that in a bit, but I really like the sound of that.
I do too. Well, we can talk about
we'll
that
talk
in a
about
bit.
it a bit. How are you? How are you?
I'm good.
We are in your new studio.
Yeah, settled.
We just did a
Our
We just
first live
we
for
just did
the
our
Patreon.
That's right. We just did our first live
Yes.
video.
Yes. We are exploring doing live videos for our Patreons only. So we just explored doing their bonus episode for the month, video recorded. So there was some playing with camera, lights, all that fun jazz.
Yeah, it was a little different. We had to, it's a learning lesson. And
Yeah.
this feels so much more comfortable
Yeah.
now,
Hey,
just
let's
chatting.
cheers.
Cheers.
We made some cocktails out of some Kadushi cacti from when I was in Bonaire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, would you not want to be in fucking Bonaire right now?
Oh, my friend lives there.
Yeah,
He
I know.
immigrated there. It's lockdown bad.
It is, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because so it's Netherlands owned, Dutch
Okay.
influenced. And they stopped all like travelers from coming in and that, but people from the Netherlands, because I mean it's
Sure.
their
It's our
country.
country, yeah.
So they like to holiday there, and anyways, it outbroke and it's really
Oh.
bad. They just went on a big lockdown. So
Yeah. Well, there's more
and
hardcore lockdowns coming
yeah, and
everywhere.
they have a really small hospital. I think it only does like 30
Wow.
people.
Oh,
It's very
right.
small.
And it's an island, so lots of worries.
Totally small islands. Yeah, I
Yep.
visited there.
All over the world, it's just
Yeah.
getting fucked right now. Not in
Great
a good way.
scuba diving there. Lots of moray eels.
Really? I would hate to
Ugh.
see an eel under the fucking
I
water.
threw my friend in front of me and hid behind him. I can do tiger sharks, I can do bull sharks, but moray eels, I get really, that's
Right?
my, ooh,
I don't know.
nope.
I'm not a
Hard limit.
huge fan of fish and water or anything
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
But
but yeah, Bonaire's pretty
yeah, actually,
banging.
someone was talking the other day on one of the groups I'm on Facebook, and they're talking about getting down to our local nudie beach in the
Yeah.
next little bit, and kind of looking forward to that.
Vancouver, people are fighting against inspectors, health inspectors. They're tired
Yep.
of wearing
Yep.
masks and being told
Yep.
what to do, and it
So
makes
if
no
so, we're at
sense.
the nudie beach. Do we have to, we can be nude, but we have to wear a mask? Oh my
That
God.
would be awesome.
I bet you that's actually true because you
I
have to wear something outside.
bet idiots do.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Totally over it.
I
Totally
know.
over it.
I know. Well, I am looking forward to our anniversary at the
Yeah,
beginning of the month.
next month, May 3rd or 5th.
Yeah, May
Yeah,
3rd when we recorded first for two episodes.
subspace.
Subspace. That's an interesting it'd be an interesting article to revisit actually. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, not about kink, but we were having a conversation about sex. And then there was a note of, basically something about the fact that on how they feel afterwards.
Like your mental
Yeah,
headspace.
yeah.
Yeah.
And the way the conversation was going, I'm like, yeah, they're even in vanilla sex or sex, there still needs to be kind of an aftercare component on some
people
level.
People cuddle or smoke a cigarette after sex.
There's something. And I think it's just that we in the kink world are just much more direct with our needs because just
totally.
Of how, you know, the extremes that we end up going to, right? So, no, it was interesting. And I think that was a great episode. Maybe we'll revisit that one sometime.
Well, don't you feel like, and we've discussed this before, like when you date, like talking about STIs and boundaries and what are you into? Yeah. Like, isn't that, it's not just kink. Like, shouldn't we just be
everything.
Like that anyways?
We should always be like that.
Consenting
the problem is
to dick pics or nudie
consenting,
pics?
Consent. I mean, we've talked about consent before too. Consent is huge. And, you know, you can both be naked. You can both be making out. And the guy could have the condom on and ready to fuck. And that other person can say no. And it's done.
Right?
There's never a, it has to go. And so consent is so big. But consent is also sexy. Because when people are open with what is... open to their wants and needs. It's not always easy to talk about your wants and needs.
Totally.
But if you can talk about your wants and your needs and your desires, it allows you, not only do you get a chance to maybe have some sex that you want and want to listen to, but when you have that connection and that conversation with that person, you're connecting also.
Totally.
You're being open and vulnerable, which makes the sex that much better, kink or not. Right?
Absolutely.
I just think because, you know, literally, like, you know, we've literally gone to play parties and you're like, hey, I'd like to play with you. Great. I want to do X, Y, Z, Z. And the other person's like, cool, I'm not great with X. Y, maybe I want to try, but I also like to try A, B, C, D and be like, okay. Like it, I think sometimes it comes across as so odd to people because we have the romantic notion, like in the movies where two people start making out and then they fall into bed and then magically they both know how to make each other get off and they both, right? They both come at the same time.
Yeah.
They both know what the other person wants and it's
nothing's
the best sex ever.
More... I'll introduce myself first, and we'll continue down that rabbit hole. I am Daddy Red, and I identify as a dominatrix.
I am Oban, and I identify currently as a submissive.
And Daddy. Sprinkle some Daddy dust over
some
there.
Daddy dust.
So I find it interesting when you first start having sex with someone, it's kind of awkward the first few times.
It is. Absolutely.
You're getting
is.
Used to their penis, how they kiss, what they like, don't like. For me, because I can go 0 to 10.
Yes.
We know my kinks.
Yeah.
And my sex is, I guess I have a different level of kink scale than most people.
Yes.
So I need to kind of gauge or hold back with people that I date or become intimate with because some tying and spanking could be something really kinky and serious for one guy.
Yes.
But then
for someone else,
another guy fisting and pissing on him is like normal.
Absolutely. So, I know.
So like when I have sex with someone, it's kind of like, where do I take this?
Right.
I don't know. Do I suck his fingers and make my way to suck his junk and then I stick a finger in his butthole or do I just kind of pin him down and
that's all first base
him.
For you.
I gotta. So it's always awkward the first several times.
Honestly, like I've talked about this in the past. I really enjoy first time sex because I think I actually kind
you
of
do.
Enjoy that awkwardness too. Maybe it's again, it's not the
you
best
said it's
sex.
Exciting.
It's exciting and new and whatever else. But absolutely agree. Once you're in a relationship and you've been together or you're with a partner, relationship or partner, whatever it is, or someone casual, and you start having sex on a more regular basis, then you can really just have better sex, right? Kink, whatever, because eventually you can look to doing something different. I mean, let's use, you know, my personal experiences, you know, being married for 28 years, that's a long, I mean, we had an active sex life, really, we
totally.
Did. Up until we pretty much decided this wasn't what we wanted anymore. So even when we opened up our relationship, our sex life got even more intense at first. But what ends up...
do you find... I just want to touch base on that before you go further. Do you find it's because you're exploring with other partners in a poly dynamic, so you're bringing more things to the table?
That element was one, but honestly, like seriously, the biggest element was is like my partner literally said, it is so hot that other people find you hot and want to fuck you.
Okay, so maybe more of a confidence thing?
Confidence thing.
I mean, it could be a little bit of everything.
I think it's
honestly
a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And absolutely, when we were having multiple partners, you notice that the partner's doing different things and you react to things differently in that too.
Totally.
It totally changes it up. But even before that, like our sex life was... that fan turned off. Great. Our sex life was much more exploratory because when you're with someone for a long time, and look, lots of times long-term relationship sex is, hey, want to have sex? It's wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. A lot of it is like, it can be.
Not for me.
No.
It's a lot of work.
The last time you had 28 years married someone?
I had 7.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for my age.
It's very good.
Being 38.
The thing that also comes into play though is you get an opportunity to be like, every once in a while, you know, you get an opportunity to be like, hey, let's really slow this down. Let's try this or let's try that. And we really explored sexually a lot of things.
Right.
And I think, and that's what's great in once you start any kind of sexual relationship. In our relationship, I don't think there was too much more besides both of us entering kink, which we didn't do in our relationship. That we could have done. Like, I think we really explored a lot of those things.
Right.
And that's fun when you're open and safe and vulnerable with someone else. It's when you have the best sex. Sex, kink, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're about sex positivity. Because also, too, we have so many insecurities. We're so worried about what the other partner may think about us or not.
So, you know what I find really interesting is in my normal sexual life, not my sex work, like porn and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually really quiet sexually.
Okay.
Like when I orgasm, when I like something, I don't say anything because I'm enjoying it.
You're in the moment.
And then if I don't like something, I just change it. I make action. I don't say it. I just make action like, okay, I'm going to suck you off. Or here, I'm going to hand you a body part I need you to play with because I want it done.
Yeah.
But I find in porn or when I'm doming, like in a scene at a play party or something, I'm vocal, I dirty talk, I'm nasty.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I'm like
the way that you relate differently to stuff.
Totally. My sex.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah.
It's a power exchange compared to my normal.
Right.
My normal sex.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Like, even when I orgasm, I'm not very loud.
Right. Same too. I'm not. I've been with, you know, with a variety of different partners. Some are very vocal. Some aren't.
I do find with sex work now, in my normal sex, I'm more vocal now.
Today's episode is sponsored by Switch Kitchen. Raw ingredients, always fresh, 100% orgasmic.
Switch Kitchen is your source of premium kink fetish porn made right here in Canada. You can find them at switchkitchen.xyz or on Pornhub, ManyVids, Twitter, and Instagram.
Fulfill some of your sexual curiosities. Check them out today. Right.
Yeah.
I could see that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's part of that dynamic. You got to kind of be vocal because there's people watching, right?
Yeah.
And so
it's definitely opened me up in some ways, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Which
is kind of fun. Yeah.
It is fun, right? Listen, at the end of the day, sex is supposed to be fun and safe and
I love
open.
Playful sex. I was having this conversation
so
on a date with a guy that my favorite sex is like playful sex. Where you're just like, wrestling and toppling and
I think you and I are very similar like that. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Fun, safe, playful. It's just like, hey, because, and I think the reason that you and I probably crave or enjoy that is because, you know, kink, which is, we fucking love too, but kink can be so serious sometimes.
Yes.
And so focused and so demanding.
Yes.
So then it's fun to have another side of sex where it's just this easy, playful.
It's a different face of intimacy.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's a different face. And so it's just like all of those factors fit into the big picture of everything we enjoy about sex.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, you know, when it comes to sex, is maybe you don't say anything during it. But like we kind of said, you know, I'm going to call it aftercare, but people don't really, like when you're sitting there and you're cuddling and you're relaxing after you've just had sex.
That's usually when I talk about it.
That's when, but people don't always.
Yeah.
And again, it's about being worried about being rejected or vulnerability. Or totally. There's lots of reasons why not. But the more that you can,
The better it gets.
That's what I'm saying. If you can be vocal and
like, I really liked it when you did that, and it was interesting when you did it this way or whatever, right?
Or you were so hot
Or what were you thinking when you were doing this?
Right.
Like, what was going through your mind?
And you don't want to make it like you don't want to make
interrogation,
it, right? But more about, hey, when you were doing this, I was thinking this. Or when you did that, oh my God, it was so hot.
I will have to say my ex-partner was really good at communicating that stuff after scenes or intimate play, for sure.
There's a couple partners I've had in the last few years that are really good at it. I wasn't good at it with every partner. And it was interesting. Right. It was really interesting to me when I had 4 sexual partners at the same time, and by not at like in the same room,
but
like
work,
but like, you know, with you know, different partners visiting them, but basically having sex with each of these 4 people at least 1 or 2 a week, right?
Yeah,
it was interesting how different it was, totally. And how I reacted. Some of them I was so much more comfortable talking about it, and then others I wasn't as comfortable talking about it afterwards. And it was funny on which ones triggered some insecurities and which ones triggered confidence. Totally. And it was the same period in life. It's the same, you know, like, you know, same age and life and weight.
I find that with
mind
dating.
Head.
Like some people, they can be like, yeah, I have a podcast and I do this and this and this and this is what it is. And some people are like, oh, I'm not ready to tell you shit.
No. And I think, right.
Because they come off rigid or something.
Well, and how are they going to react to it? So that comes down to chemistry.
And that's usually like a red flag in my gut. Like, if I can't be myself.
Right.
I can't share and hold space for my life.
Yeah. Like I get being excited, right? Like if you're excited and maybe a little bit nervous, that's different, right? That's a little bit different.
I'm looking for someone to have sex with, and I'm a very sexually explorative woman.
Yeah.
I mean, they may not want to get fucked in the ass or
right.
be walked around in a collar like a dog, but I gotta be myself.
Right. No, you do. If you can't be yourself on those levels, then why are you in that relationship? That's another dynamic, right? Then that's something that you have, like you said, maybe a red flag, maybe something you got to think about.
Totally.
I'm not here to give relationship advice, but.
Well, you got 30 years under your belt, so.
Yeah, and it's, I just want, like any of my future relationships, I just want them to be, I want whoever I'm in a relationship with to be getting the most that they want out of it at that time. Mm-hmm. And same with myself, within whatever boundaries we set, whatever expectations we want. That's what I really would love for my future relationships, my play relationships, my kink relationships, any kind of partner or life partner relationships that I have coming down the road. That's the goal. That's when I know I'm winning. If I'm having that, you know, that's what
totally.
I'm
doing. Yeah.
I mean, but I think you and I, more and more as we talk in this podcast, you and I really talk about how we talk about our headspace more and more, you know, and how really it's the head that directs all of our emotions and how we connect with people. I mean, when you, I don't think you can, I'm definitely a believer in like a literal chemistry. Connection, like when you kiss someone on the mouth, you can have the best date in the world, and when you kiss them on the mouth, there is no quote unquote spark.
Yeah.
Which is those literal chemicals, I think, that go back and forth, right? When that person, you kiss that person, and you're like, or sometimes you may be on a date and it's like, oh, it's going okay, and then you kiss them and you're like, wow. Holy
so
shit.
I actually had a sub under consideration, and like when I pegged him twice, I was like, I don't feel any connection.
I had to
kill it.
Well, and
attractive,
that's fair.
Nice guy, willing to work hard, but it was not there.
And that's that's allowed. Like that's why you, that's why you date. That's why you consider people, right?
Well, it wasn't romantic or dating.
No, but even under that kind of relationship, right?
If there's no connection for me, I don't give it any more energy. I just don't want to feed it anymore. It's like a plant. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to water it and love it. And
I just
can't give it any more energy if there's nothing there.
I know. And it's interesting that like my mind is changing a little bit. Like we talked about, you know, Daddy Oban, right? And I've talked about this on the podcast a bit. And it's something I've always been toying with, my idea of dominance. I do not, doesn't mean that I'm not a submissive at heart. I definitely feel very submissive, but there are some really dominance and topping things that are starting to excite me.
Well, you said that with Mr. Pig, and then you, when we had Switch Kitchen on, there were some aspects of Switch. And in the past, you explored, you know, doing daddy and topping roles.
Yeah.
And again, it could be the connection with the person. And now you've met someone recently that you're thinking and dabbling the daddy role, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's so there.
And that could be that connection with that person that you feel more comfortable exploring that role.
That chemistry.
Than with someone else you didn't feel daddy or the toppy
Dominant. Yeah, and that's what I'm starting to kind of think is like when you, just like that kissing and there's a chemistry, some people bring something out. Like I can feel dom energy massively. Like when I meet someone, they may not even know they're kinky and I'm like, oh my God, you are so dominant. I can feel it off of you, right? And it's the same thing sometimes with submissives and other people. And I think sometimes when you're with another person and there's an energy in there, it starts to feed it. So I've been reading a lot about daddies and that role a little bit because age play has never been something that typically I connect with. It's never been a hard limit, but it's definitely been a soft limit for me, right? And I did explore it a few years ago with a partner for a while, and I didn't find it fit with me very well.
Okay.
But I've been really, there's something that I found about myself in my partnership relationships is I definitely find myself as a very caring person. And I do love to serve. There's definitely a service, you know, I'm a service submissive.
Right.
I really love that. But there's a real part to me that I notice with partners that I love to care and like take care of them and protect them on some certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what I'm starting to read and explore with the daddy is how that is a big role of some of the, you know, on some daddy relationships, right?
Being a nurturer.
Being a nurturer and that kind of,
as Panther calls it, caregiver.
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 That's right.
Yeah.
And really thinking about some sort of role where I can be that kind of protector, caregiver in some sort of scenes or something. I'm not sure. Like, that's why I still, like, say it's up in the air. It's something I want to feel out.
Mm-hmm.
And will there be topping involved under that role, some dominance? Absolutely. I think there will be with ever, I would love to explore that with whatever roles I do. Even without in a daddy role, I definitely want to involve. I'm excited about
impact, for sure. Well, you are a service top.
Yes.
I guess is what would be the proper. For me, daddy isn't, because I go by Daddy Red now and not Madam Red. It's not like a caregiver type. I think for me, it's more because, I mean, I talked about exploring mommy and being nurturing and motherly.
Yeah.
And I'm still caring and sadistic and fun and playful in my scenes, but it's more because I am definitely very masculine.
Right.
I do top. I am dominant. I do kind of act like one of the dudes, one of the guys. I mean, you've mentioned a lot of times, like, you are such a guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a penis owner with a strap on. So you know, the daddy, I am a cis female, but I do wear a penis in my play.
So does that daddy title give you more of a masculine strength that you feel through it?
I don't know necessarily masculine, but I definitely feel more dominant and more in control. I feel like madam is more like an older woman, and I don't like mistress because it's like I'm going to see my mistress, like my side woman. So, and I'm not a lady. I mean, I know I say please and thank you and I put a napkin on my lap, but we know I'm not a lady. Gosh, I'm nasty.
Yeah, so, which is great though.
I think daddy, it's more fitting to my personality. And it actually genuinely makes me warm inside when my clients, I do a pro session or people in the community, or if my guy friends are like, oh, daddy, I miss you.
It actually
gives me a sense of warmth in my heart. It does. Right. Just reading the text or hearing it, it makes me fuzzy. I think it fits me.
I think it really does too. When you started wanting to use that title, of course, I rolled my eyes because I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're changing your name again. And we fought about it a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, it's changed anyways.
I'm American. I'll do what the fuck I want.
But, you know, the more that you've used it, it fits, you know?
It does.
It really does. I think it fits your profile.
I mean,
I'm
a caregiver.
Yeah.
And nurture in some ways. Now, I don't know if I'm into age play.
I think your daddy title for you, though, gives you, I think it it frames you more as like someone, first of all, you know, having a woman, calling a woman a daddy.
Totally.
Is its own, you know, a bit of a
unique thing.
Right. Right. So it's like, okay, hang on a second. We're calling this woman daddy, right?
I do have women who reach out who think I'm a man and they see my big strap on. And yeah. I don't know why they think it's real. I don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I could take that, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I talk to them back and they're like, oh, are you female?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you not read
the profile?
You just look at the dick and you're like, yummy.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, I think.
It is yummy dick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Depends which one you're looking at.
Yeah, they're all big.
Yeah, I think it fits you and puts you in a headspace. Like you say, that title hits you, connects you, right? Like the same as there are two words that always melt my heart when my mistress would say to me, good boy.
Yeah.
That just melted me, right?
Like
it just, those things just like, oh, okay, right? And other people like being called baby or girl or
no,
you know, but there are people
baby
that,
girl, oh
yeah,
my God.
Some like being called baby girl or boo, or I mean, there's so many little nicknames and stuff,
totally
like,
pet
right?
names,
yeah. And it's so I think it
terms of endearment,
and that's why when we're fucking, that's why we use names, right? Like, it's like that's why we use nicknames, because like, yeah, fuck me hard, daddy, or
I don't
or,
get that,
no, but or but it's like, hey, you know, whatever the role is or whatever you're feeling at that moment, it's like, yeah, baby, or oh, this is just so good, or whatever it is. Like, I love to communicate when I fuck.
Yeah.
I like to, not only do I like to make sounds, but I like to say, oh my God, your pussy feels fucking amazing. Like, it's so fucking
tight.
Wet.
I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, your so pussy tight. Is so tight.
So
it's
tight.
So wet, or whatever it is, right? I mean, those things are awesome. I mean, when I've had partners communicate to me what they're like, oh my God, your eyes are looking, I mean, you know, while we're fucking, or I've had a partner be like, oh my God, yeah, like just like be all over me. And like, you know, so like that just like clicks in your head. I once had a partner when we were fucking, and I still remember it to now. It was like a few years ago, and I was fucking her, and she's like, oh my God. She's like, I've been thinking about you all day. And I've been masturbating all day thinking about you right now fucking me.
Aww.
And that was like crack into my arm, man. It's like, holy cow. Like, someone was like saying those kind of things. Or I'd love it when I'd have a partner literally send me a message and be like, I just came so hard thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're having an amazing day. So, I mean, you know, for me, I'm a person of words of affirmation, right?
Yeah. I'm also a person, though, of emotion, though.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, I love fucking you, it's kind of like, there's more to me than just sex.
No, I, right. Yep.
You love fucking me, but you don't love me.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different type of, that's about the emotions behind it, right?
Yeah, I'm very emotional. As sexual as I come off.
We both are very sexual people.
I'm very emotional, but you don't... Like, I only show it to so many people.
It's interesting because you and I are extremely sexual
persons. I protect
person.
That.
We love sex. We're very open about it. We love talking about it. But I also think we fuck less than people think we do.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I bet people think I'm a huge whore. Seriously. No, like seriously, I'm kind of going on a year of not getting laid. Mm. I'll go through these really long dry spells.
Because I think...
Because I need a connection. I just can't.
Yeah, and there's things that you want out of it.
I can in the butt with my dick. Yeah, I can fuck lots of buttholes. Right. But when it comes to like cuddling and kissing and like raw intimacy, that means more. It's special to me and I don't want to give that easily to just anyone.
Right, and we've talked about how much I just love to fuck people.
Yeah.
Like as fuck, but like to really have that connection with someone.
And I like investing long-term to people.
Like for me, that sex where you're just... holding each other and you're cuddling.
Yeah.
That to me is I only have that with very few people. And that's what I love to do. Right. And so I don't know. I'm
very guarded with my touch for sure.
You are.
Or receiving touch from others. Yes. Yeah.
You are. And that's you. That's okay.
Yeah.
And that's also not completely uncommon anymore.
Totally not. I date a lot of emotionally distant men. Which is really sad. Like I'm to the point, I don't play anymore with people unless it's work related. Cause I actually like, I want to be with someone that I can wake up next to in the morning and have coffee with.
Right.
And I'm done having these emotionless, but the sex is good relationships. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I can get this through work. Right. Pegging and doing stuff.
Yep.
It's like, I want someone to travel with me. I want someone to wake up next to me. Mm-hmm. Someone like, I'm thinking about you this morning. You're pretty. Mm-hmm. And
I've had a conversation with someone recently that was a very good friend who was like, yeah, you know, we were talking about things and this person has different people that they've been dating on and off for the last little while. And they're like, I want a life partner now. And I'm like, finally, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you want that. Yeah. And I'm glad to hear that. And I think that's what I'm not going to, I don't take any of the dynamics away on polyamory or openness or, you know, monogamy or whatever the case is. I think in any of those type of dynamics, you still want someone that you're sharing experiences with, whether it's four or five people or one person or three people or a throuple or whatever your dynamics are.
You can totally be a poly person. And like we were talking about that connection, that spark, and you can meet someone like you tick a lot of the boxes where I want to spend the majority of my time and be with just you.
And that happens in a lot of poly dynamics where there typically is a, you know, they call it, that's a hierarchy dynamic under poly where you have one main relationship and then there are other relationships underneath that kind of, and that's how it hierarchies, right?
The one,
and so typically if they're still married, you would have like usually that married couple would be the main relationship and then the other ones are submissive. And in other words, they fall underneath that one, right? Because you defer to life and love decisions and money decisions and whatever life issues that they end up putting together. Right.
Right.
So I don't know. It's, you and I have in this last year also like, our love and life and relationships have changed a ton.
Oh, totally. I want a submissive. I want a romantic DS. Now I'm like, I'm kinked out. I just want a good person who doesn't ghost me.
Right.
Is amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, I've gone through some hurt this year. You know, I had all of my relationships end for whatever various reasons. Some mutual, some not.
There's a common denominator here. No.
Yeah. It's me. Right? It's like when like Ross, I remember Ross on Friends, he'd be like, all these people, women I marry, they're just not great. And be like, oh, maybe it's the fact that you're the common denominator. Maybe you're not a great husband. But anyways. But yeah, I mean, there were some things that happened in those relationships and afterwards. Where it's also made me think about, okay, this is what actually is more important to me now, or
totally.
This is how one person treated me at the end of this relationship, and I would
set up
never,
some boundaries.
Never would have expected that. Yeah. Or
you do see people's true colors.
Yeah,
I'm sure during COVID, people have saw
not too
true colors of their spouses. You know, when you're under stress, you people act in a different way.
Totally.
Totally.
And this has been, this is going to be 2 years of fucking stress that the world's going to go through. And yeah. It's going to be another year before I think we're back to normal, society.
Right? Totally. Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows where we're going to be, but I just can't wait for a good old fuck party.
I do. It's called filming porn.
That is true. But you only, even under filming porn, you only can have so many people legally in the room.
Totally. Well, everyone gets COVID tested and STI.
That's right. So. Yeah. You guys get STI tested and COVID tested all the time, right? Yeah. So it's important.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't been vaccinated yet. You haven't either, right?
Everyone in the States is. Canada's kind of like a third world country sometimes, I think. They're a little behind the times. I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
It's taking forever.
Bonnie shuts the ferries, but she goes takes her helicopter to see her family. It's like, we should take that bitch's salary away.
Well, and the thing is, too, is like, I mean, we just, Vancouver Fetish Weekend was just canceled.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Montreal one's going to be canceled.
Oh, totally. As soon as one of those on my FetLife changed, they all just went like dominoes. Yeah. Boom, 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 changing their dates. I'm like, no!
I know. It's going to be another year.
No!
I know. Well, maybe Sin City stuff will happen. Like, maybe Christmas.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I would hope maybe like something.
I don't know. Christmas. In Vancouver, people are retaliating. They're fighting back.
I know, but it doesn't help if they end up getting sick. That's the problem, so...
Yeah, no, it might, who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm just going to sit here and eat my popcorn like Michael Jackson meme.
Oh my goodness. Are you in better headspace this week? Yeah, last week on the pod, like,
I did. I haven't done anything kink. So on Easter, I had a pro client. Mm-hmm. I know he's listening. Thank you for our desk here. We're doing our podcast recording. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. He's amazing sub.
Oh, nice.
He did my toenails.
Oh, let me see. Oh, did you see my nails?
No, let's see.
You. Hang on. Can you take my sock off?
Yeah. Get it up here, boo.
What do you think?
Oh, I like that.
Should I post that as the picture of...
daisies. I know. And they're purple. They're so Easter-ish. I know. Mine kind of look like an Easter egg, too.
Yeah, they do.
A great job. Too.
We should take a picture of our toes and that'll be the picture for the episode.
Sure. Hey, foot fetish people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get into foot fetish. Do you?
I love my feet rubbed.
So you love receiving it.
Like I used to pay a reflexologist and I'd just fall asleep and I'd wake up and I'd like have drool in my mouth. She goes, "You were out cold." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I guess I was."
I had a partner who loved me sucking on her toes.
I love that too.
Oh my God. She would love that. Touched. Yeah. That's the partner that loved her ass being eaten too. Oh my God.
I need a guy that bakes me cookies, brings me flowers once or twice a year, and rubs my feet after a long day.
Oh, that's nice.
Suck his dick every day if he did that.
I brought you flowers once so
you
far.
You did.
I'm going to bring a second set of flowers. What else do I need to get you?
Make me homemade cookies and do my feet.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, totally. No, I've actually been, I had a pro session Easter Sunday. And then, I've been dating. I went on a date with a really cute guy.
Well, you have your own space now, right?
Which
allows that a little bit better.
I've just been kind of been plugging away. I've been cooking a lot and entertaining people over my house for helping me move. So, it's been really vanilla. I scheduled to go rock climbing, but we had some
horrible
cold weather. I've just been kind of finding my balance, honestly, and scaled back from all the kink stuff. Even with work, I've been focusing on my vanilla business. So I just need a nice break and stuff. And I'm trying to find balance in my life of, because it's getting nice out to do my outdoor extreme sports and find a companion now that I have my own space that I can date and
do some fun things with.
Find a nice companion out there to share my life with and spend time with.
That'd be fun.
Get emotional connection instead of just sex. And
good.
And then just try to grow these little companies I got going.
Good.
So Just trying to find that balance.
Yeah, well, I think you got it. Your head's on better today.
Yeah, totally. This Kudushi cactus cocktails.
That's working. Actually really good.
It is. It's tart.
It was, yeah, it was nice and tart. It was good, actually. So we definitely want to talk up our anniversary episode, which is going to be, I'm not sure if it's the next one or the one after that, the one released in May 1st or the first week of May. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get dressed up, you and I. Right?
Mm-hmm. Are we going to film it for the Patreons?
We're going to film it for the Patreons.
Okay.
We'll definitely take some pictures for other listeners too,
okay,
so they can see that. It'll be on there. But let's think of what we're going to do. Definitely cake is involved.
Duh.
Yeah.
You're getting smashed.
Yes. So cake is definitely involved for the episode. We got to think about some other fun things to do. This is 1 year.
How about I peg you in front of everyone and show them you can take the smallest dick in the world? I've been working on our spring newsletter.
Yes. Good. So that's coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be out in the next week or so.
If you want to check that out, please go to our website, True North Dom, DOMME, and just subscribe when the box comes up, and you'll be added to our mailing list.
We got actually quite a few new subscribers over the last month or so.
Yeah, we need to talk after the podcast.
So. All right. Well, where else can they find us? So the website, obviously.
Our website, all of our social media links, FetLife, Twitter, Instagram is True North Dom. Check out our merchandise. We got some hot stuff going on.
For the month of April, face masks are looking fantastic.
Yep.
Because we're going to need them for at least another year.
Get the Cyber Dom.
Yeah.
Also, feel free to become a Patreon if you want to check out our live videos and see us in action tearing each other down and our facial expressions.
Well, we just did a video where you smashed cake in my face.
Totally. Cheesecake. Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. And I wasted a cheesecake on you.
You did. It tasted really good.
I know.
And when they sign up, they get access to all the stuff that was there before, too.
Totally.
So there's lots of episodes throughout the year and all other video content.
All that's
we posted
there.
That one where you flashed your tits last week.
Great. Wonderful. And you don't even have to pay like OnlyFans people.
That's right.
Also, if you really enjoy us and our bantering and what we bring to offer, feel free to rate us on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
Ratings help us grow.
Or Spotify too. They have ratings. Yeah.
Do they? Great. Yeah. Rate us. Yep. Spread the word. Spread us like herpes.
Mm, spread it open.
Ooh, trippy.
Why don't you take us out, Red?
So keep it kinky. Kinky, keep it kinky, keep it freaky.
Bye.